There are still over 100,000 Tamils locked in camps in Sri Lanka, and there's been substantial international criticism of the Sri Lankan government in recent times from both the EU and the United States. But Stephen Smith's attitude towards the country has been cause for outrage among some commentators.
Stephen Smith's trip and the joint ministerial statement should be regarded as nothing short of disgraceful.
Jake Lynch is the director for the Centre of Peace and Conflict Studies at the University of Sydney.
This comes less than a fortnight after the US State Department issued a lengthy report on war crimes allegations against all sides in the Sri Lanka conflict, but including no fewer than 158 credible reports of shelling of civilians by the Sri Lankan military. So instead of being in a position to shake hands with his Sri Lankan counterparts, what Stephen Smith should be doing as a responsible member of the international community is taking steps to ensure that those allegations are properly investigated. Now, that was a call that was made months ago by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillai. It was backed by the European Union. So far, it has not been backed by Australia, and that is a culpable omission.
Stephen Smith went to Sri Lanka looking for the government to do him a favour, and that certainly didn't seem to allow any room for criticism to creep into the dialogue.
We haven't seen any overt criticism, which I think is very problematic.
Graham Tom is Amnesty International Australia's refugee coordinator.
You know, at a minimum, it would have been fantastic for Stephen Smith to say, I want to see the camps, I want to see the conditions people are living in, I want to see what is driving people to flee this country, and then talk about how Australian aid can help in rebuilding some of those war-torn parts of the country. But, you know, he needed to actually identify the problem, and that didn't happen.
Tom says that before it's clear that human rights are being respected in Sri Lanka, there should certainly be no cooperation with Sri Lanka's security forces aimed at preventing people from fleeing the country.
There are very real reasons why people are fearing for their lives in Sri Lanka and why they're fleeing. And any arrangement that the Australian government is making that stops people from exercising a fundamental human right, which is to flee persecution and seek safety, you know, we have to be very concerned about. You know, until we have a very real sense that respect for human rights and human dignity is occurring in Sri Lanka, for Australia to try and stop people from escaping, from getting to safety, you know, is really, really problematic.
Jake Lynch says that Australia's cooperation with Sri Lanka is undermining an international effort aimed at forcing Sri Lanka to improve its human rights record and provide safety and security for Tamils.
Australia is actually playing a very unhelpful role in the prospect for reconciliation in Sri Lanka in the future. The European Union, by contrast, has at least exerted pressure by threatening to withhold its most favoured trading status from Sri Lanka unless certain conditions are met. And near the top of the agenda for those conditions is to allow in the requisite international agencies to conduct proper human rights and humanitarian reporting among the people in the camps, and to open them up so proper provision can be made for them while they're kept away from their homes. That's a clear opportunity for Australia. Australia's not being called upon to take a lead in this or go out on a limb. Australia is being asked to join the US State Department and the European Union in the existing international effort to try to exert pressure on Sri Lanka to behave itself. Australia has declined to do so for reasons of self-interest, and that's not on.